Welcome back to The Brooke Alexander Show. I'm your host, Brooke Alexander. I'm a life and success coach here to help you get unstuck, take action, and create the life you want. On this podcast, I get real about what it takes to transform your life and give you information you can really use to up-level and create massive shifts. We talk about mindset, manifestation, spirituality, and what it really takes to be successful. Personal development doesn't have to be boring, and being spiritual doesn't mean meditating for hours. Let's get into today's episode. Hi, everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. Super excited to have you here today, as usual, and to share this episode with you, because this is something that I have been doing and seeing pretty good results from. So I'm really excited to share it with you. Before we get into the episode, I'm just gonna give you a little bit of an update on where things are at. So if you're listening to this shortly after it's released, the Create and Grow Collective group coaching program is coming up in a few weeks, and it is coming along really, really well. The content inside the program is so amazing. I've taken the core key elements from my private coaching and put them into a group program so that we can really create shifts and transformation in the 6 weeks that we work together. So you're really going to love everything that's in here. You are going to be able to see the amazing benefits. I have everything listed out on the website, so exactly what we go through in each week, so you can see that exactly what it is that we're going to be talking about. A lot of what I do is based on energy work, so really changing your and shifting your energy, which is also known as your vibe, to align with the things that you want to create in your life. And I don't really like using the word vibe. I feel like it's such an overused buzzword right now. And when people just say, like, raise your vibe, get a better vibe, lift your vibe, it just is so ambiguous and not helpful. Like, what does that even freaking mean, for starters? And secondly, like, who decided on the hierarchy of vibrations? I've been trying to find this online. If you have any resources that can tell me who discovered or who put this, like, vibration hierarchy together, like the vibration of love and the vibration of depression, like what those all numbers mean, if you know who set that up, can you send it to me? Because I don't know who made that up. Anyway, the point of what I'm trying to say is I focus a lot on energy work. So what I talk about is really clear. And so when I'm saying change your energy, I'm saying change the energy that is inside you, the vibration that you are at, because everything is energy. Thoughts, feelings, actions, they're all energy, and they vibrate at a certain level. And if you have a lot of pent up negative energy inside you, you need to find out how to remove that, how to shift that to something else. So everything that I do is based around shifting your energy. I am currently Reiki level 1 attuned and soon to be level 2 attuned. So this means I can really I can connect to the Reiki energy, and I can do this in person, and I can also help people over distances too. So you don't necessarily have to be with me in person to receive the benefits of what I can do with Reiki and how I can, the kinds of things that I can do to shift your energy, etc. So a lot of what I do is based on that. So every week we're going to focus on a certain topic and shifting your energy in that topic, so in that kind of area, so that you can make changes in that area. And the changes that you make aren't going to only be happening in the 6 weeks that we work together. All the stuff that happens, all the things you learn, all the progress that you make, the transformation gets more and more impactful and gets bigger and bigger as you go along. You don't just learn stuff and it's 6 weeks and it's over. This stuff is going to shift you for the rest of your life. Everything that you get, all the content, all the recordings, all the Zoom, the group chat. So we'll be doing group coaching sessions once a week as well. All of that will also be recorded and everything will be available for you to access whenever you want. You will have lifetime access to all of the content. So if you find that maybe you've fallen off track a little bit later on, you can go and re-listen to stuff. You can do the exercises again. If you feel like you need a refresher, you can go back. If you feel like you just want to go over everything again, or if you found something particularly useful and like really impactful for you, you can go back and go over it again. So I am so fucking excited to share all of this. And yeah, that's it. I'm really fucking excited. And I hope you can feel my energy through this microphone to this listening device, because I'm sending you the vibes, that's for sure. What else? So next week on October, I think, let me just check. I, at this point, haven't decided if I'm going to do it on Wednesday the 10th of October or Thursday the 11th of October, but I'm going to do a fully free webinar on changing your state and changing your energy to align with action and abundance. And I'm going to give you tools from NLP, EFT, Reiki, stuff that you can do to change your state. If you're feeling negative, if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling fearful, I'm going to give you these tools that you can adapt to your particular situation that will help you make the energetic shifts that you need to make so that you can align with what you want and start heading in that direction. So that's going to be completely free. I will leave a sign up button in the show notes because you need to be on the list so I can send you the link to the webinar. It's going to be completely free, as I said. And yeah, you need the link, so you need to sign up. You need to sign up to the list that I've put in the show notes. And yeah, that's all you need to do. And then I will email you the date and the time and the link. But I'm in Toronto, Canada, so it's going to be the evening time here. So it's going to be different for you. But I'll tell you all the details when I send you the email. So sign up so you know. And what else? I've actually started writing notes of all the things that I need to talk about at the beginning of the podcast, because before I was just like leaving it up to my brain to hopefully remember, and it did not work. So now we have notes. The next thing is that yesterday I've actually been hanging out with Laura Lang-Heinrich. I hope I said that right. I'm pretty sure. I've never said it out loud before. Laura Lang-Heinrich. I'll leave her information in the show notes. But she is a strong proponent of YouTube, and she has a great YouTube channel and also a great podcast. The dog is barking. I don't know what she's barking at, but anyway. Yeah. So I've been hanging out with her a lot and hearing her speak about YouTube. And so I just thought, fuck it, I'm going to start a YouTube channel, because I find that some of the stuff that I want to talk about and the messages and the stuff that I want to teach you isn't always great to do over a podcast just with voice only. Like sometimes I need to actually show things, like with tarot and that kind of stuff. I really want to be able to show you this stuff. So yeah, YouTube channel, here we come. I had one before. It was just fitness stuff and like gym workouts, which is great, but I mean, I just didn't particularly enjoy actually doing that. So I am going to extend this current podcast out into a YouTube channel, and we're going to talk about all that good stuff. So let me know what kind of stuff you want to see in a YouTube channel. Obviously, it's going to be the same kind of stuff we talk about on the podcast: mindset, manifestation, spirituality, personal development, entrepreneurship, creating a business, getting over your fears, all that good stuff. But yeah, come to my Instagram, send me a DM, let me know what you want to see. And maybe for some of you, you haven't even seen my face before, so that'll be exciting for you. And then the last thing that I wanted to talk about before I get into the episode is, sorry for this really, really long intro. I hope I'm recording. I am. Whew. Is Sober October. So I have decided to do Sober October. And that means I'm not drinking at all for October. And I don't drink a whole lot anyway. But I've just decided to drink zero for October. And the reason that I'm sharing this with you is not to tell you to do it as well. You can if you want. But the reason that I'm sharing it with you is for accountability. And if I have told the whole world, then that means you all can, I feel like I have to keep my promise to you guys. So that is what I am doing. Sober October, no alcohol. I don't really know what I'll drink instead when everyone's drinking. Water, soda. You can buy non-alcoholic Radlers, which is, I don't know if they have them anywhere except Canada, but it's basically half beer and half juice. And so you can buy non-alcoholic versions with non-alcoholic beer. So it's even less alcohol than non-alcoholic beer. It's like less than 1%, which is probably less than what kombucha even has. Which I am not giving up. I will still be drinking kombucha, but it's like not, you don't get drunk off kombucha. Anyway, that is it. If you want to join in, let me know. Send me a message, Instagram. That's where I am. Send me a message. I like to hear from you. Okay, really, really long intro, but we're going to get into today's episode, which is modeling someone else's success so that you can use it for yourself. And this is something that's done a lot, like a lot. It's not a lot of successful people do it. I think Jim Bezos, the guy who owns Amazon. I know his last name's Bezos, but his first name is like Jim, John, something like that, whatever. Modeled Walmart when he was creating or doing stuff with Amazon. It's not uncommon at all for businesses to model other businesses or people to model other people. So it's a really common thing. It's also really common in NLP and basically how NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, came to be. All the techniques and the tools and everything they have there came from modeling other people, psychiatrists, counselors, hypnotherapists, to see how they did things, so really, really, really successful people, and how they did it and how they were different from other people that were doing those things, and then modeled them and took that stuff and it's like, okay, well, now we know how these people achieved their results, so we can implement those same tools and techniques and achieve the same results. Hopefully that's the plan. That's the goal there. So that is what modeling is. It is looking at another person's success, another successful person, to see how they got there, how they achieved those results, and then implementing them for yourself to see and get hopefully the same results. Now, huge disclaimer with this one is that modeling is not copying someone else. That is not what modeling is. It is not comparing yourself to someone else. It is not plagiarism. You are not trying to become someone else. It's really important to maintain your sense of personal identity. So you're not trying to become someone else. You are just trying to learn what someone else has done to achieve success. So you can see some of those same if those same techniques can work for you too. It is not like copying someone's website, copying the stuff they do word for word, copying all of the content that they put out. Like, that's not what it is. I'm going to go over how you model someone or model someone's success, but it's really, really important to make it very clear that it's not comparing, it's not copying, it's not plagiarism. It's simply seeing someone else's success. And the reason why also here is when you're doing it in like your business or in your career or in your relationships or something like that, when you come up against a problem. So a lot of the time there's a lack of forward momentum or a lack of the success that we actually want because we come up to a problem. And that problem could be like an actual problem, a roadblock, like something that is in the way that you have to deal with and find a solution for. The problem could be something dealing with fear and like having fear around a certain thing or unknown results or something like that. But when a problem arises, the reality is that someone has already solved that problem. So what you can do in that situation, when you realize that someone has already solved the problem, it takes the pressure off, and then you can say, all right, who has solved this problem? How did they do it? Can I do those same things for myself? So I do have quite a bit of notes on this thing because I really wanted to make sure that I covered everything. My notes are in two different places. Sometimes I handwrite my notes and sometimes I type them up. So I am going to be like going back and forward through my notes. But anyway, if you hear me like break for a couple seconds, it's because I'm trying to catch up to where all my notes are. All right. So first of all, let's just talk about who you can model. So you can model anyone who has success. You can model someone who has success in an environment or in a business or in a career or relationship or something that is similar to you. So like for whatever business that it is that you're trying to create, you can look at someone else who's doing a similar business and see how they achieve their success. But you can also model the success of people that are completely outside your realm, because you know that saying that you are the sum of the average of the five people that you spend the most time with or something, you know that saying, I know you know it. But basically you are who the five people, oh fuck, I'm fucking this up again. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. So when you can surround yourself by successful people, you're going to start to absorb that kind of stuff, their energy, their techniques, all that kind of stuff. So that's why it's good to also model people that are outside the kind of industry or whatever it is that you're trying to do, because they may have stuff that the people from inside your industry aren't doing that could actually benefit you and could set you above the rest. Same with career stuff. Like if you're trying to get a new job, you don't always have to try and keep yourself in the box of that career that you're in. Look outside to other careers, other people. Like you can like listen to biographies and read biographies and whatever, all that kind of stuff about, like, you could look at people who are successful in technology, people who are successful in film. So like for technology, Steve Jobs, amazingly successful human. George Lucas, also really successful. Like you don't necessarily just have to stick inside your kind of personal niche of what you're doing with your life. Branch out so that you can learn what other people are doing and their different strategies and techniques too. So when you're choosing people to model, you don't have to just stick with something that's similar to you. You can choose other things and other people that are also successful that you can learn from, like investing and shit like that. Like really just branch out and get outside of the box that you are currently in and make the box bigger. Get rid of the freaking box. We don't need that bloody box. Get it out of here. The next thing before I get into all of the different steps, and I kind of touched on this at the beginning, but the next thing is to really put your personal spin on things. So don't think that just because someone did something a certain way that you have to do it that exact certain way. If you can think of a more fun or possibly easier or whatever different way of doing something, give that a try too. And then you're going to come up with your own ways too. It's going to make things more individual to you and more unique. And you're going to enjoy doing a lot more if you can put your own spin on things and the way things are done for you. So let's get into how you can model. So there's a few things like steps, and this is, like I said, an NLP technique, and you can get pretty deep, but I'm just going to share the basic things with you, the stuff that you can really, you don't need to know all of the like super deep NLP information. I'm just going to share the stuff that you need to know that you can use right now and start implementing that So you may actually want, if this is something that interests oh my God, I really don't know why I can't speak right now. I don't. Anyway, I've totally lost what I was saying, but NLP, it can get pretty deep. So I'm going to give you the stuff that you need to know that you can implement right now. If this is interesting for you, you may actually want to take notes so you know what it is that you need to do. Anyway, the first thing that you are going to need to do when you find someone, or even before you find someone that you want to model, just get clear on what outcomes you want to achieve. Figure out what you really want to achieve and what the end goal is for you in your, like, if you're doing it for your business or for your career, just figure out your end goal and the outcome. So when you are modeling a person, you can figure out what it is that you actually need to take from them. Because if you're trying to get a new job and you've found someone who, like, is really good at getting promotions and getting pay raises and all that kind of stuff, you're not going to need to model their relationship stuff. Like, you're going to want to model only the stuff that pertains to that your actual outcome that you want to achieve. You're not going to model how they, like, go about cleaning their house. You don't need to know that stuff. Well, maybe you do, but focus on what your outcomes are that you want to achieve, so then you can really know what it is you're, what strategies and techniques from this person that you need to take. All right, so the steps. The first step is really to observe what it is that they're doing and not stalk them, but just, like, pay attention to what they're doing. And just by watching them, just by noticing how they do things, just pay attention. So what they're doing, why they're doing it, how they're doing it. See if you can find out these things just by seeing what it is that they do. So stuff like their beliefs and their values, their language is really important, really, really important, and how they speak about their future, themselves, their goals, the world, those kinds of things. That's going to give you a really good insight into their mindset. Pay attention to their habits. So how they show up. Are they someone who is on time? Are they polite? How do they treat other people? How productive are they? How do they maintain productivity? So their habits, their attitude. So this is kind of like language too, but, and mindset, but their general attitude. Are they rude or are they kind and caring and considerate? Are they friendly? Those kinds of things, their attitude. And all of this really comes down to their perception of how the world works. Also, so do they take responsibility for their outcomes? So do they, or are they blaming other people? Which, if they're successful, they are probably not blaming other people. How do they make decisions? What do they consider when making decisions? How do they implement the stuff that they need to do, and how do they act? Another really important one is how do they perceive themselves? This has to do with self-belief, self-trust, how they respond to failures in quotation marks. So all of these kinds of things are going to really give you a good understanding of how their mindset works, how they perceive the world, because this kind of stuff determines if someone has a fixed mindset or a growth mindset too. So if they believe that they can learn something that they don't know and then achieve it, or if they believe that they're assigned a set of skills at birth and you only have those set of skills for the rest of your life. And if you're not born with them, then you just never have them and you can't get them. So this kind of stuff, and if it's successful, if these people are successful, like, you kind of already know the mindset that they're going to have. Like, successful people don't, like, you know what is involved in having a successful and being successful. You, like, deep down, you actually truly know. So it's not going to be hard for you to figure out what it is these people do, because you're going to be able to see. And you probably already notice, like, wow, she's so productive. She gets so much done. Or, wow, she really does all the work and it's very clear to the bosses that she is productive and gets stuff done. So then obviously they're going to pay attention to her and consider her when it comes time for a promotion or a pay rise or something. Like, you probably are already noticing all these things that, or some of the things at least that people do that make them successful or more than successful than the people around them, right? So really pay attention to these things. The next one is, what are they, and this, it kind of relates to the next thing, but what are they doing that's different? What are their behaviors that they're doing differently? What are they doing differently from someone who isn't successful? And what strategies are they implementing? So really, this is about finding out what they are doing differently that is creating contributing to their success. And even though you're noticing, like in the first one, I told you just notice how they act and what their mindset is, that stuff is all going to feed into how they do things differently. So obviously their mindset is going to be the first step, and then that's going to determine what they do differently, because someone with a growth mindset is going to do things completely different to someone with a fixed mindset. So you need to figure out what it is that they're doing differently from you and from other people. Like, is there that tiny little thing that they do differently? Is there that like one little step extra that they go and they do that other people aren't doing? There's actually a really great speech that was written a long time ago, and I've mentioned it before in one of my previous podcasts, by a man, and he was addressing some insurance salesman or something, but there was a really important part in the speech that is, successful people do things that failures don't want to do, or I really should find it. Let me find it. Successful people formed the habit of doing things that failures don't like to do. So what is it that they're doing that is kind of a habit? Do they have any habits that you see could be contributing to their success? Or do they have any habits that possibly other people aren't doing, and the other people that aren't doing them aren't as successful as those people? And the reality here is, the reason that failures don't want to do those things is probably because they take energy and time, and they may be kind of scary and potentially involve vulnerability or potential failure if it doesn't quite work out. But those are usually the reasons why failures don't want to do the things that could step them up to that next level of success and keep them in the same place, because the stuff that will get them there is scary. So look out for those things that this successful person that you're modeling is doing that you think, oh my gosh, I could never do that. That's so scary. I could never do that. I'm not the type of person who does that. That's not me. That's a sign that you actually should be doing those things, because that is what's going to separate the failures from the successes and the successful people. They're going to do things that are scary. I remember hearing a story about George Lucas, and he was originally back in the day filming government videos, and he tried to do some creative stuff and they just said, no, like, we don't want that. We're not going to keep that in there. Cut that out of the video. And he just really didn't like that. So he decided to go out and do his own thing. And, you know, that probably would have been really fucking scary, to go out and create this like wild thing. But that's what made him successful. That's why he was a success, because he took the steps and did the scary things. And same with Steve Jobs too, like coming up with these crazy ideas of products and stuff, and like, you know, stepping out and doing things that other businesses and other technology companies weren't doing is scary, because the potential is, what if it fails? What if it doesn't work? And Apple has had its failures. But for all the failures, they've had a trillion successes. Clearly, they are now a $1 trillion business. So you really have to put that into perspective. And that quote that successful people form the habit of doing things failures don't want to do is so, so true. Yeah, I've recorded an episode on taking action through fear. It was the very first episode I ever recorded, and I think it's my most popular one, but it's 100% true. So when you're finding, when you're looking for the difference of these successful people, the difference and the things that you're going to notice that mostly contributes to their success is the stuff that they're doing probably takes a bit more effort, a bit more energy, maybe a little time, and maybe there's like some vulnerability involved, but that's it. That's what gets people to the next level. So really pay attention to those things. And so out of all the things that you get and you realize and you notice from the successes, that doesn't mean you have to implement every single one. What you can do is maybe try something, and if it doesn't work for you, you don't have to do that. You can remove it. If it's not for you, you don't have to do it. You don't have to do all these things just because all this one particular person is doing 10 things and you're like, well, I have to do those 10 things in order to be successful. That's actually not true. You take what you need from that and implement what works for you. Try something out. If it doesn't work, don't do it. Adapt it. Do something that change it in, up in a way that actually works for you. All right, moving on. And the next step is pretty much what I already basically just went over, but it's to figure out what you need to do differently. So when you have all these strategies and the things that these successful people are doing, and you've like kind of got an idea of what it is that they're doing, look at yourself and what you're doing and see, all right, where am I lacking? What are my shortcomings here? What am I not doing that I really could be doing? What can I take from this? And like, really, this is kind of like, I'm not saying compare the people that you are. This isn't about the person, but just compare your strategies and the techniques that you're doing and see where you could improve and what you could take. And like, all right, well, so for example, for me with Instagram and social media, I'm seeing other people who are successful and having a bit more success than me, which is totally fine. And then, you know, at first I was just like, these people, they're getting so much more success from me. They're having so much more engagement, getting more followers. Their Instagram is growing faster, which, I mean, we all know it doesn't mean anything about who we are, but in a business sense, the more people you're in front of, the more potential customers you have. So that's what is the important part here. So I was really kind of thinking, why are these people so successful? Oh my gosh, I'm not this, I'm not that. And then when I took a step back and really thought about it, and I realized, all right, well, these people are actually showing up every day. They are engaging, they're producing engaging content, they are sharing valuable information. And then I realized that those are some areas that I'm actually lacking. Even though I can see what they're doing differently and complain about why I wasn't having success, I could figure out what I needed to do and then implement some of those strategies too. Try what worked for me, see if any of it worked for me. Try it out one time, two times, three times. If it just wasn't working for me, if it didn't feel right, if it wasn't getting the results or any results, then you just stop doing it. But really consider what you're not doing that you actually could be doing. And then when you're doing this, you can actually really ask yourself some questions about moving forward. So when it comes to the time that you're implementing these kinds of things to set yourself up for success in the future. So some questions that I like to ask myself when I'm doing these kinds of things or trying new things, doing things for the first time, is what challenges or setbacks could I face? So when I ask myself this question about business kind of stuff, it's like, are there any things that I don't know that I need to know, techniques, stuff with like website shit or whatever, like these kinds of things. What challenges it could be, well, I'm actually scared to do this. All those kinds of things. Like when I imagine myself implementing a new strategy or a new technique, what challenges could I face? And then the next question I ask myself is, how will I handle these problems? So I'm coming up with solutions before the problems arise so that I know how to deal with them. The next step that I ask myself is, what's the first step I could take today that would help build my momentum? Because something that I have really, really learned a lot and is really, really important when it comes to ideas and creating and wanting to do something different, when the idea hits, usually for me, it comes and I get a whole rush of energy and inspiration right when I get the idea. And if I let it fester, if I let that idea stew in my head and I think about it for too long, it goes. The momentum goes, the excitement goes, the energy, it disappears. It goes. And then I'm like, oh, right, well, I don't know if I want to do that anymore. And it's not because it's not a good idea. It's just because that first initial energy, you haven't done anything with that activation energy that comes in. It's like when you start an engine and all of a sudden, like, it's the activation energy that gets everything started. There has to be a huge, big initial, I have a science degree and I can't figure out this word, but the initial combustion or whatever that keeps the engine actually running in the future, besides when you just turn the car on, is that activation energy that has to be big enough to get the engine started and keep it moving when you're not using that amount of energy again, right? Because you can't use that same amount of energy for the whole time you're driving the car, because that's so much energy. So you need to do something with that activation energy to create the momentum to keep you going forward. So you need to figure out what the first step is that you can take pretty much immediately to get the ball rolling and create that momentum. And this is something that I have learned is so incredibly important. So what I do now is I have, I've done for a while is Google Keep, and I just write all my notes in there, like podcast ideas, business ideas, yada, 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 bunch of ideas. And then I'm like, all right, what do I need to do right now to get this started? Podcast ideas. All right, let's write down a few dot points so that when I come back to this note, I know exactly what it is I need to do. All right, what do I need to, I want to interview someone. Cool, this person, I want to interview them. All right, reach out to them right now. I don't let it sit, because the longer I let it sit, the activation energy goes, and then my subconscious starts to come in and be like, you can't do that, you suck, that's not a good idea, which is not true at all. So really do what you can to take that first step straight away. Biggest thing I've learned in my business so far, to the point that today I actually came up with this book idea. I was having a conversation with my roommate, and then because I've been wanting to write a book for a while, and all of a sudden the idea kind of popped into my head, and I was like, this is a fucking amazing book title, and it can incorporate so much of what I want to talk about in the book. And I was like, all right, I need to, although I don't really have all the knowledge right at this very moment to sit down at my desk like right now and write it. I was like, what can I do to make sure this idea doesn't go away, this idea doesn't go to someone else? And I researched how to register a trademark so that I can get that idea and I have it. And once I've invested the money into paying for the trademark, because it's not particularly cheap, that is going to help me create the momentum and the energy to follow through and keep that momentum going. And then each day, dedicate 10 minutes to working on it. Even if I don't have all the time in the day right now, 10 minutes a day, whatever you can to really make use of that activation energy to get the momentum going forward. All right, I'm going to stop talking now. This is good episode. I hope that you learned something here. This is something that I really love talking about. I love doing. I do it myself in my own life, like a lot. I'm constantly looking at successful people, seeing what they're doing that I'm not doing in terms of strategies and techniques and like how they're showing up in the world. Like, are these people building a huge business and hiding behind their computer screen and never talking to anyone? Nope. That's not going to get them anywhere. The successful people are showing up on time. They are creating engaging content. They are engaging with their followers and subscribers and all that kind of stuff. Like, and it's the same thing if you want to be successful at your job. Are you late? Are you constantly making excuses why you weren't able to produce the results? Or are you going like that little step further? And even though you're not getting paid maybe for that little step is going to help you get paid more in the future in terms of promotions and pay rises and more experience. So that's the thing that you need to consider as well. All right, so that is it for this episode. Don't forget to sign up for the live webinar list so I can send you the link so you can join into the webinar. I'll put it in the show notes. And a really important thing that I forgot to mention with the Create and Grow Collective group program, if you want to ask me some questions or if you're not really sure what it's actually about or whatever, you can book a free call with me. We can actually chat about it for 15 minutes completely free. You can just ask me questions and I'll answer them for you about the program. So I'll leave the link for that in the notes below as well. And that is, I think, it. But I don't know. And I'll keep you updated on the YouTube stuff. If you have any ideas on what you want me to film a video about, let me know. But that's it. Thank you so much for listening. And I am so excited to catch you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something that you can begin to implement in your life right now. If you did enjoy this episode, I would absolutely love if you left me a review in iTunes so that we can get the podcast in front of more people and share the message. And don't forget to head over to my website to sign up and get all the free content I've created for you to help you on your manifestation and transformation journey. There's so much for you to enjoy, and I'm so grateful to be able to share it with you.